Ladies and gentlemen, welcome from the esteemed, prestigious workout studios of Danny Ramirez, live in Pacoima, California. This is the Chris Claw Show tonight. We are here for episode number 6. Sitting across from me, as everybody knows by now, Maxim Magazine voted him the sexiest professional wrestling referee west of the Mississippi River. We're talking the one and only Mon Chichi Danny Ramirez. He's here tonight.
Yes, you know, watch. Hold on.
Of course, I know. Whoa, you're telling everybody we're going to talk what that's all about. All right, George Hermosa, our producer, is here as well. Finally, I got the name right. I'm going to forget later on because we've been calling him George Newport, George Redondo, George Manhattan, George Zuma.
I like George Santa Monica.
George Santa Monica.
Georgie Porgy.
Well, no, he's a beach. So, and life is a beach. So anyway.
No, not from where I'm sitting.
We're going to get to you in a little bit, special guest. All right. Just be patient.
Mine is tame.
Fine.
So anyway, you know what's weird? We never made the mistake with George's last name. Yeah. I wonder why we never called him George Long. Anyway, another thing is we have a very special guest here tonight. Of course, the Chris Claw Show. Right now, it's a wrestling-based show. We like talking about old-school aspects of the industry, of the business, combining that with today's action as well. But we like to talk about the lineage, the history of the business.
Lineage, not cleavage, right?
Not cleavage, I'm sorry. You showed us yours a little bit during the opening theme song.
Yes. I was trying to entertain my buddy.
You were entertaining everybody. You know, it's Bring Your Own Pet Day to the studio,
yes,
George.
Sorry.
Has a pet by the name of Octavio, and he is a little baby pit bull. Is that correct, George? You can nod. Okay. And this is, yes, a pit bull. So watch your baby strollers. Watch the old ladies.
Thank you.
And he just acknowledged it. That's right, Octavio. We know. Octavio got killed in Scarface, but I think this Octavio one day is going to be doing the killing.
Well, I thought you brought Octavio with you.
No, that's George's pet. I guess it's not my pet. This is my friend. And his name, he is, you may have heard this guy. He's sung songs on Broadway in New York. He's recorded with some tremendous artists here in Southern California. And he's going to be singing. He agreed to come here to our studios. As part of Bring Your Pet Day. Check it out. You've seen Good Morning America, Jeremy, right?
Well, it's been a morning, I'll tell you that.
Okay, you've seen shows where they have their... You've seen TRL on MTV?
I've seen Do Re Mi and Einz 5 Dry and all that.
All right. Well, those shows, they have the glass window with the fans outside, right?
To be honest, yes, and I have seen all those shows, yes.
Okay, well... What do you think of our new studios right here? We're in Pacoima, California. We are sitting, just for the fans, of course, that can't see us, they can hear us. We are literally sitting in front of a glass window for the people of beautiful Pacoima, California can see us. Talk about a great vacation destination for the summer right now. Anybody out there that's looking to take their family somewhere for a beautiful trip, forget about, you know, British Columbia, forget about Hawaii, Europe, Miami, you got to come to Southern California. I'm not talking L.A. I'm not talking Hollywood.
Nope.
All right, I'm not even talking Anaheim with the Mickey Mouses, the Donald Ducks. I'm talking, you got to come out here. Give Pacoima, California a chance. It's a beautiful place to come. And then you can walk down the street. We are literally on the corner of Van Nuys Boulevard. And what is it, Eaton?
Bala
Avenue.
Bala, P-A-L-A.
P-A-L-A. Bala Avenue and Van Nuys Boulevard. Everybody knows where Van Nuys Boulevard is.
But by the way, these glasses are bulletproof.
The glass is bulletproof.
Yeah.
So don't be fooled by you're not safe in Pacoima. We have bulletproof glass.
What do you mean
anyway,
you're safe in Pacoima? What do you mean?
No, I have no idea what I meant by that. So I wanted to, first off, say welcome everybody to the show. Second of all, thank you very much, Jeremy Evanstein. Now,
Irvinstein.
Yeah, well, there's two different pronunciations, right?
I think at this point they're about 10 or 20. I don't even know all of them, but, you know, just roll with it.
All right, well we're going to be...
Roll with it.
We want to thank you for coming down here. Jeremy Ebenstein, you, like I said, he's sung on Broadway. He's recorded with such amazing talents. And you're going to actually be seeing Olivia Newton-John. There might be some collaboration with you guys. Who knows what could happen there. But you have a great voice. This guy actually agreed to come down here to sing a song, but since we're a wrestling show...
But there's no lyrics to the Ultimate Warrior song.
No, he's not singing Ultimate Warrior's theme.
Wait, what? Then why you bring him?
Okay, well, he's singing a song with words tonight. And he is singing Close, Ultimate Warrior. He's singing Real American. Hulk Hogan's Real American. So thank you for coming down. Thank you for agreeing, too, to sing a wrestling song, since this is a wrestling show. So we appreciate it. We know you're a busy artist. We again, thank you for taking the time and for entertaining our fans on the show.
Well, it was very motivational.
Oh, there's a red light.
Gun behind my back, you know.
They've
like, yeah.
gone to the next subject there, Chris. Time for any
Would
short.
You stop? Let the man talk.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's gone by my producer's like... Oh, I'm sorry. He's telling a dog to sit. Never mind. Sorry. Go ahead, Jeremy. I apologize.
Well, you were telling me or the dog to sit. I get confused. Anyway, you know, it was very motivational the way you put that gun to my back and told me you will do this and you will do that. Nah, I'm just kidding, mostly. No, but seriously, I'm going to do my best to sing. Oh. Hopefully my voice will hit the mark by the time the moment comes for me to actually sing the song.
Speaking of mark. Mark.
Mm-hmm. All right, so... Topic this week, ladies and gentlemen. Jeremy, thank you very much. Feel free to roam around our palatial studios here in beautiful Pacoima, California. Again, 13120 Van Nuys Boulevard, suite letter F.
As in Frank?
As in Frank, that's right. And
can't say fuck, man.
No, don't say fuck. That is not an F.
No, don't say
fuck.
It, just do it.
Okay. Oh, true.
Jeremy's trying to hit on us, Chris.
Ooh.
Sit. Yeah, okay.
So, and just to let you know, 13120 is the location for the Danny Ramirez Super Fitness Studios. And if you want to get in shape, if you want to buy some fitness products, come on down to that location in Pacoima, 13120 Van Nuys Boulevard. Also, if you want to be trained, Danny Ramirez is not only a referee, but he is also a personal trainer. George and I went through the hellish confines of that.
And he won.
And endured all the greatness. That is why we're...
And you won, and he won.
Yeah, he beat me, actually, that day. Nonetheless, okay, let's get right into it, ladies and gentlemen. The topic of today, what constitutes being an official former world champion? Okay, obviously, that's a loaded question because... Well, it seems like it's a simple answer. Okay, if you had a championship, you were a world champion. All right, well, wait a minute now. There's a lot of independent wrestlers out there that are indie wrestlers that win the world title. Okay, there are the golden ages of professional wrestling. There are also other leagues. Now, George, our producer, I was on a conference call with him earlier today, heading down from Woodland Hills to Santa Ana, California. By the way, on my way to Santa Ana, closing down Culver City, one of the best pizza places in all of Los Angeles, Villa Italian Pizzeria. Guys, it's only there for another couple weeks, so check it out. It's on Sepulveda in Washington, yes. My family's been going there for longer than I was born. My dad went there 40 years ago, and they're closing down. Same recipe. I'm serious. I think all the cast members or all the crew from Chris Claus Show should go down there before the end of the month here. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we were talking on the phone and we were just talking about like, okay, what makes a world champion? Like this man's a former world champion. Okay, let's talk about some of the greats. Hulk Hogan, Ultimate Warrior, Ric Flair, Undertaker. Then you fast forward, Stone Cold Steve Austin, The Rock, or even before that, Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels, Diesel. Then you're getting a little foggy with those guys, okay? Then you fast forward to guys like John Cena, Triple H, Randy Orton, okay? Now, notice what we were just talking about. That was only WWE guys, okay? Now, when you look at guys from WCW, are they former world champions? Do you look at them as former wrestling world champions?
My
question then is, is TNA, do you look at these guys as, this guy's a former world champion? Like, okay, let me ask you this. Here's a good question for our producer, too. Who holds the record? Most world champions, or most time a world champion?
Champions in what?
World champion.
And where, though?
World championship.
World champion of what?
Wrestling world champion. Not intercontinental. I'm just, well, that's my point.
See, because you had, remember, you had WCW.
Yes.
You had WWF, and then you had the other indies.
Right.
Now, if anyone, WWF signed somebody and they came out of WWF, they didn't recognize him as a former or... They came out as a new one.
I understand
The only person that did come out as a champion... Do you remember when Ric Flair
came
out?
Yes. Well,
and how did he come out?
He came out as the as the real World's Heavyweight Champion.
Yes.
Woo!
Which was...
Our guest.
Bad Dog.
That was not Octavio. That was Jeremy Evanstein.
I'm sorry. You sound the same. But yeah, they called him the real... They didn't recognize him as a champion. That's why they went along with that. The real champion, or how was it? Something like that, right?
Yeah, the real world's heavyweight champion.
And he had the belt, which was awesome.
Yeah.
We pissed him up, but people weren't recognizing it as, that's not real. Hulk is a real champion.
We're going to get some more kibbles and bits here, ladies and gentlemen, as Octavio is running wild as a canine does. Nonetheless, ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about world champions. Well, the reason I ask you, Danny, is because... The man that holds the record in professional wrestling is Ric Flair as a 16-time World Heavyweight Champion. George, let me ask you this question. Second place is Triple H, correct, with 13?
He's found it.
I think John Cena has like 13 or 14.
I thought Triple H had more than Cena.
I think Cena might have. Might.
Google it.
I'll find out.
Okay, well, nonetheless, we're not even talking about...
How
many times
recognize Ric Flair as 16 times?
Well, now they recognize him as the 16-time World Heavyweight Champion.
And how they recognize him before?
Whatever, 15, 14, before he won. They just, Ric Flair, when he came back to WWE, they recognize him as the 16-time World Heavyweight Champion.
Did he wrestle in TNA?
Rick no. Flair? Oh, yeah, he did, right?
Did he win a championship there?
No.
Now, what would have happened if
yeah,
he
I know.
There?
Now, that's, now, that's the topic of our show.
I don't think
segue because...
Jeremy?
Perfect segue because we are talking about what constitutes...
14!
Who?
John Cena.
How many Triple H have? Okay, John Cena... Wow, can you believe that? John Cena's got 14, dude.
Yeah, you have to because he got trained by one of our people.
That's right. But, you know, the titles.
That's good on our part. That's right.
Me ask you this. Will John Cena surpass Flair?
You know what? Probably because John Cena is a product of WWE. Ric Flair wasn't. If Ric Flair was a WWE product, he would have gotten more. But you got to remember, before Vince McMahon wouldn't acknowledge anybody else.
Well, let me ask
you
this.
That he wants his product to be successful.
It doesn't mean
John Cena is going to beat Ric Flair's record.
I agree with everything you just said.
And Jeremy's well tamed, by the way.
Okay. I agree with everything you said. But let me ask you this.
Ask me.
Let me ask you this. Does the world title mean as much today as it did when Flair was winning it? Is it as hard to obtain?
It's not real.
Meaning?
It's just a title of a movie.
Well, that's what I mean. But in the movie, is it more important today, or is it more important then, or is it just the same?
Well, you know what? Now it's different because I think back then it was hard to win it.
Yeah.
Now everybody wins it because there is a lot of great talent out there. You know, it's funny because the dog's more tame than George. Like he's walking.
I know that we got an owner of a dog.
Down.
There he is. He wants to go down on me.
Down.
No, I'm not going down.
Okay, Jeremy Evanstein is constantly petting his dog. And he's supposed to be ignoring the dog.
I think this dog's eyeing me like a piece of meat. Kid, get me out of here.
Oh, that was a...
horrible. Let's hit. Yeah, the dog's hit, please. Anyway, the title back then, if you remember back in wrestling, it was two people that had the belts. It was Ric Flair and Hulk Hogan. That's all you talked about, champions. But people, like in WWF wouldn't recognize Ric Flair as a champion. But how did WCW recognize Hulk Hogan?
Okay, let me ask you this. As a wrestling fan, as a wrestling historian, I think you have to acknowledge the NWA and WCW world champions.
Yeah, yes.
Because you got to recognize guys like Harley Race. You got to recognize guys like Flair. You got to recognize guys like Sting. You got to recognize guys like Steamboat, like Lex Luger when he was in WCW in his prime. You got to recognize these guys. Barry Windham, huh?
What do you consider bigger? A WWF championship or an NWA championship? What is bigger to you?
WWF.
Why?
Because WWF is the Coca-Cola of this industry. Why?
They bought everything.
I know. Someone
can't beat the real thing.
Yeah. Something has to be.
And remember,
it's not WCW.
NWA had territory, so they had a champion everywhere.
I understand that.
But
you're talking
one champion for... Well,
but wait a minute. Are you really considering comparing the age of WrestleMania 1 through 10 to WCW at the time after WrestleMania 1 came around? I agree with you that the NWA title used to mean more.
Used to.
It did. But wait a minute.
Do you remember our good
friend? Okay, well, let me finish. Let me just finish this one point. The WCW, NWA, it was NWA, it wasn't even WCW, but that title did mean more, okay? But the WWWF title also did exist during that same time. Bruno Sammartino, that whole era, okay? Even though the NWA title meant more, I still consider Bruno the WWWF title as a former champion. Pedro Morales, all those guys, Pat Patterson. Now, okay, WWF was secondary, right? So now the NWA, WCW is secondary when WrestleMania 1 and beyond came out. So just like I'm recognizing WWF as a world champion, I'm still going to recognize NWA, WCW after WWF surpassed them. That they were still Coke and Pepsi. Now you have, okay... Attention, Danny, please. Right, I know it's bring your own pet, but you got to pay attention to it.
Well, I didn't bring my pet.
All right. Well, don't be a pet. So.
Here's what makes WWE title, and I'm going to say it right now.
Yes.
WWE title does mean something now more than anything.
NWA, WCW?
More than right now because who's alive right now? WWE.
Yeah.
NWA, all these companies, they didn't last. So it was then before WWF, right? But as the time went... I think now the WWF title means more because they survived.
Right.
And they're the ones who exist now.
And they're the only game in town.
Yes, exactly. So that means if the NWA was very prestige championship, it would be still alive, but it's not. Because I remember...
No. Wait a minute. Remember now. No, this is professional wrestling. Now, professional wrestling in the sport... Well, I'm just saying why you can't just say... That title, because the company's not around, that title didn't mean anything. I call...
It doesn't mean nothing now.
Well, the history it does.
Yes, but we're talking about now. Back then, it was something, but now we know that the belt does mean something. It's the WWE.
Are you saying
title.
that all those presidents that were president, going on our last topic with Mount Rushmore from Grand Canyon, Arizona, Danny? This is not comparing the two leagues. This is just asking who a former champion is. All right? What constitutes a former champion? We're not comparing the two leagues. No, that's true. I don't want to get...
Can you say your pit down, please?
Explain to the audience what you're referring to.
No, nothing. Anyways, See, we said no. You said your dog now.
That's Jeremy Evans. Okay, you're pointing out.
Okay. It's enough now. Here's the thing. A champion on what? What are you talking about now?
A professional wrestling former world heavyweight champion.
Right.
Well, do you, wait a minute. Let me ask you. You do consider them NWA, WCW. You consider those as world champions, yes?
No, championship in their territory.
So you don't believe that Ric Flair should be called the 16-time world champion?
How many times did he win what company?
Both. It's like half and half, right?
Well, here's the thing. Watch. What did WWF do? They bought WCW, so they combined both of them.
Okay.
Now it's undisputed. Yeah. Right? There's
pretty much, yeah, right? Pretty much. So, with that said, do you consider Flair the 16-time world champion?
No.
So okay, then let me ask you this. Why in the world did you put non-WWE guys on your Mount Rushmore?
Non-WWE guys?
Yeah. You're saying these aren't world champions, yet Mount Rushmore...
No, I said champions. They're greatest. These are, to me, one of the greatest wrestlers out there. We didn't say champions.
You're backpedaling.
You're
backpedaling, man.
For me, they're great wrestlers.
You are backpedaling because you're saying...
I didn't even know Gorgeous George was champion. I just know he's one of... Somebody...
Okay. Well, you wanted to put Santos on the mountain, man.
Yeah, it's going to be different.
So why is that okay, but we can't recognize them as world champions?
We recognize them as champions at WC champion. He was a WCW champion.
I didn't
champion.
Say that former WWE. I said former
but
wrestling.
Champions, I don't know. I mean, and remember, it's just... It's,
that's
it's,
the whole
it's
point
a
of this.
Title.
That's the whole point of this topic is how do you differentiate
you don't.
Who is a former world champion just like they would be put on that Mount Rushmore?
I guess you have to say former WWE champion.
Oh, no. I'm just asking you, former world wrestling world champion.
It all depends on how they announce them. Who announces them that like that? Who are you talking about? When
I'm
they
not,
announce
no,
them
no.
Like,
I'm talking about...
Give an example.
I'm
who?
Talking about people on the street.
What people? Like what?
Well, we're in Pacoima.
Okay, and then what? Give me an example.
Well, there's a lot of people on these streets out here.
And they'd say what? Ric Flair 16?
No, I'm going to say
they
shit
never,
to them.
They never
I'm say anything. I'm going to run
Ric
away.
Ric Flair 16 times. Did they say Ric Flair? People, not everybody said 16 times world champion. No, it's just Ric Flair.
Okay.
And TV, when they're on TV and they hype them up, 16-time world champion.
I know that. So he is the 16-time world champion.
Yes.
Well, let me ask you this. When you look at Sting, is he a former world champion to you?
That's a good question. No, he's not.
Oh, come on.
Is he?
Danny.
He's, what was the title?
I'm gonna pass my microphone. Our producer said... I am not getting on this episode. I'm sorry, George Hermosa. I'm going to twist your arm tonight. I know you got your
you
hands full.
You want to talk about it?
I know you got your hands full with Octavio the dog, but we are going to put you on the spot here. Not spot the dog, but we're going to put you on
not
the spot.
Not a dog spot.
And help bail me out here.
Okay.
Do you see my point?
So I mean, I'm the one that called you with this topic.
You did,
so,
but I'm talking about it right
and
now.
I was for all you people out there, I said I'm a big... fan of just setting it up. So I asked him, I'm like, well, who is the best wrestler to never be a world champion? And you said...
Oh, okay. Well, let's throw that to Danny.
No, you answer what?
I know, I already answered it. I want to see your answer, though.
Okay, what's it again?
Who's the best wrestler to never be a world champion?
Who is the best wrestler? It's like saying who's
who
the best
is the best wrestler to be the
who's
never
the most
the
popular
champion?
Whatever popular biggest name never to be world champion.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah, say Sting.
Sting.
You know what? Because
okay.
WWE is
all right.
WWE is the main wrestling. They own wrestling.
That's ridiculous.
They own wrestling. They own wrestling, and Sting never won a championship with WWE.
Okay, then that's a good question. Who is...
Okay, so when I asked you earlier, I said, who is the best wrestler to never be the world champion?
Right.
You said...
Wait, don't say anything. I want someone to guess.
Well, you said...
Okay, wait. Then who is in Danny... Okay, in Danny's world...
Oh, in Danny's world.
Wait. In Danny's world, though, who is the biggest WWE star to never be a WWE world champion? And he, by the way, was never a WCW world champion either.
Why have to say WWE?
Because I'm appeasing to...
Because apparently nothing else exists.
Yeah,
because
apparently that's all that matters.
Now it doesn't. Now it exists. It's WWE.
Okay, well, anyway, answer the question.
Now?
No, of all time.
Talking about...
Legends. Yeah, you got it.
So then I brought it up. I was like, well, if Roddy Piper goes to TNA and becomes their champion, is he still going to be considered the best to never win the world champion? And you said, yes.
No.
Because no, I mean, you said he would still be considered the best to never win a world champion, even if he did win the team title.
Let me ask you this, Danny. Okay, so you're talking about
Really quick. Why can't you
I started the question first, I beat you to
it. I started a joke. Started the whole world laughing.
Dude, our singer, wait a minute, our special guest singer, Jeremy Evanstein, His eyes lit up like someone just dropped a pocket full of pennies. All right, this Jew's eyes lit up so bright. And wait a minute. I don't care about religion, about race, but this man is trying to make it in Hollywood. He, a Jew himself, wanted us to point out his Jewiness. So there you go. Any producers out there, all those, that's all we're going to say about it. Nonetheless, your eyes just lit up. We're not trying to come out of our topic, but your eyes lit up. You, a singer yourself, lit up. We had no idea. We had no knowledge of this. Danny Ramirez's singing expertise.
Yeah, well, also it's because of the song he chose. I never saw that coming. A Robin Gibb solo. Rest in peace, by the way, Robin Gibb, of course. One of the Bee Gees. And this was one of his solo hits way back in the day. And the Bee Gees certainly played it as a group. And I'm amazed that Danny actually whipped that out. And I can see you're laughing, but...
Yeah, I knew.
Whipped it out coming.
Don't talk about whipping it out and coming.
Whip it good. No.
All right, so
I'm amazed.
So what I was saying, Danny, is this. Okay, you're talking about WCW being out of business, so it doesn't matter anymore, correct? So TNA is still in business. Now, if Roddy Piper were to go to TNA, win the World Heavyweight title, is he considered a former World Heavyweight Champion of Wrestling?
No. I mean, TNA, is it considered professional or amateur?
Now, something amazing just happened. I agreed with everything you just said.
Thank you. And why? This is the world of survival of the fittest. You give recognition to those who survive. WWE survived. They bought out everybody.
Right.
They are the champions.
Except for TNA.
TNA just started.
No, they've been around for 12 years.
Exactly, but they don't mean nothing. Who watches it?
Okay, that's the thing now. That's
the
guy
from TNA.
No. What I mean is you just saying that they've been around for 12 years and they don't matter. Now, that's a good point. Because it doesn't matter how long they've been around. They still haven't made their mark. They haven't got over barely any hump. And Hogan was there. And Flair was there. Didn't matter.
And you know what's funny? That with TNA, I don't know why. But with TNA, when Hulk Hogan came out there, it wasn't like a new company. I mean, it wasn't like a new... they weren't going up against WWE. It was just like another indie.
Yeah, but
you know?
Yeah, and they tried to go up against
them. Dude, I think our XPW is better than TNA. The XPW is not around.
No, I was. We've had and I don't want to be biased, but a lot of people, and you can read this online. This is all over the internet. Don't take my word for it, but there have been a lot of comments about XPW versus TNA, all these things, how TNA is too commercial, it's too forced, it's too tried, there's no edginess to it or anything
right.
like that. So, but that was the ECW element, of course, as well.
Right.
You know? But what about when you get thrown back to, how do you not recognize the Von Erichs? How do you not recognize... Nick Bockwinkel in
but
the AWA.
It all comes to this. Let's pretend WCW bought WWE. Then this conversation would be totally different. Because now you have rosters in WWE and WCW.
Okay, but...
Everybody watch this. Check this out.
Yes.
I remember when it was WWE, WCW.
He does not agree with
care.
You.
Here's the thing. People will tell me WCW is good... But the better wrestlers are in WWE. Those were conversations that we had.
What year?
It doesn't matter. Just when people
The reason I ask is because way back in the day, like in the mid to late 80s, WWE was the cartoon mainstream wrestling company where
mainstream.
The real wrestling was in the NWA, WCW.
Yeah. And why?
Well, you're saying it changed, though. Then it became
modest. Well, here's the thing, like I said. What conversation will we have right now if WCW bought WWE? Would WCW consider the champions as champions of WCW?
I don't know.
And then if that happened, seriously, that would have happened, NWA title would have meant more.
True.
Would have.
True.
But now it doesn't. Because remember, a friend of ours, I know, Dave Marquez.
Yes.
In Championship Wrestling, Championship Hollywood Wrestling. No. They had the NWA title.
Well,
not only that,
yeah.
TNA also had the NWA.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well,
it didn't mean nothing.
It didn't mean nothing. Now let me give you a little...
Sorry to interrupt you.
No.
I was talking. Sorry to interrupt you while I was talking.
Right. Okay.
TNA had the NWA title, and they let it go. If it was so important in the title, it would have kept, and they didn't.
Well, that's a good point, because I actually was working for Big Vision Entertainment in the public relations department with Kevin Kleinrock and
awesome,
Houston
man.
Curtis, the guys that ended up producing the MTV wrestling show, WSX.
Awesome. And we competed against TNA.
Well, no, we competed against ECW on WWE's ECW.
And how were our ratings?
Okay, at the beginning they were okay, but then they dropped.
I know.
So let me just a little history there to touch on what you just said with the NWA championship. Okay, so TNA did have the NWA rights. Okay, now you would think back in the day that was going to help them. It really didn't matter. Okay, remember when they gave up the NWA, people were like, no more NWA. And that lasted for about a week or two. Okay, and then people were like, actually, why do we care? It doesn't matter. It's the same thing. What matters more is they are on Spike TV. I mean, that's what matters, okay? But how much does that really matter? Because they're still where they're at. So my point is, okay, well, I bring this up because I was actually working for Big Vision at the time. We bought the NWA from TNA. Uh-huh. Big Vision Entertainment owned it just right after WSX happened, okay? So now we owned NWA. We were going to produce some shows. Now, Dave Marquez, who was running shows out here, he kind of got the green light to work with Big Vision Entertainment to produce these shows. But then Big Vision pulled out. The company went under. And then Dave Marquez kept the NWA, but then I guess he lost it eventually. So now, I don't know.
Who has it now?
That's a good question, George.
And watch this. Check this out.
Wait.
I gotta go.
No. I know. I'm gonna go off your question there. Who has it now? What does it matter?
Exactly. But remember this.
Where it is, who cares, dude?
Do you remember?
I care, but
but here's the thing.
No one else does.
There's no respect for it.
No.
What happened when ECW became ECW? What did Shane Douglas do to the NWA belt?
Pissed on it, pretty much.
Killed the value
You think so?
It was something. And Shane Douglas, which worked with us in at XPW, Shane Douglas, remember?
Yeah.
Cool guy, awesome. But
he is cool.
ECW, he had the belt, and what did he do? You know? Elevator button, yes.
Right.
He destroyed it. Remember?
I remember that, yeah.
And also, do you remember when WCW, when, what's that female wrestler? She won the championship at WWE. And then she went to WCW and she had...
Medusa.
It didn't mean nothing.
I know.
Because now there's women championships in WWE and they have that belt. You know what I mean?
Well, hey, that's a good point. Now, when Shane Douglas did that, that could have been the beginning of the end, Danny. You're absolutely right. That could have been taking away the lineage from that prestigious title at the time. Just changing the industry. And look how much the industry did change. It's a very good point. You could hear our music playing right now in the studio. That means it is break time coming up. When we come back, we're going to continue this conversation. We're going to continue talking about what makes a former world champion. We disagreed on a couple things, but then we came together on a few things as well, Danny. Also, coming up on the second half of our show, it's going to be the singing talents of our very, very special guest. Huh?
Oh, wait.
No, not Octavio. That's our other guest. But we're talking about none other than the singing talents of Jeremy Evanstein. I think we're going to dub that Jeremania, specifically because you are on a wrestling show tonight. You've been using that all over Southern California. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Jeremania coming up in a little bit. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. For those of you out there that are tired of being sluggish, tired of feeling lousy, tired of having no energy, that can now change. I know you've heard it all before, but this is different. This is the way to go. Danny Ramirez, star of the Chris Claus Show, is presenting his own personal fitness club called Good Nutrition, located at 13120 Van Nuys Boulevard, Pacoima, California, 91331. Come on down, train, and get the best
in nutrition products. It's Danny Ramirez. Good Nutrition. Call 818-447-3799.
This is Todd Kennelly, and you're listening to my brother from another mother, Chris Kloss, on The Chris Kloss Show. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back, episode 6, part 2 of our exciting show here, talking about what makes a former world champion. What do you consider a legend when you talk about a former world's heavyweight champion in the sport of professional wrestling? When we were off the air here,
when they introduced Harley Race, do you remember when they introduced him in WWE? How did they introduce him as?
The King, Harley Race.
But didn't they recognize him as a champion?
No, they did not.
Was he a champion at NWA or something like that?
I know what you're getting at. The two leagues never recognized the other.
Why?
Because they were in competition
and
with one another. Huh?
And copyrights, wasn't it? If you say this company...
You could say former world champion, but you couldn't
say
the name. But you could say former world champion. That's why they...
But now they do it.
Right. Well, before that even happened, they called Ric Flair, when both leagues were going on, a former so-and-so time world champion. So they could say it without saying the name of the company. But, what we're talking about is... This is the whole point of our topic is... Because there's such a divide... And because there's so much politics that exists in the history of our industry, with this league folding, that league taking over, this league buying the rights to that league, do we lose a little bit of the purity of the business, Danny, because of business? Like, for example, I'm not going to acknowledge this man as a former world champion because of the politics of the business, because of the business side of it.
And the business side, what? That's the problem. It's the business. If you're smart, if you're making money, you have to recognize the person as a champion to make money. Especially if you're putting up against a good wrestler with one of your wrestlers. You want your wrestler to look good by beating a former champion. That's why they use it. Now, is Shane Douglas, for example, we're talking about Shane Douglas, right? Is he considered a champion in WWE?
No.
Why not? He won NWA.
Yeah, that's true. He wanted an ECW.
Yeah,
in ECW.
But he's not recognized as...
Okay, now this is where we get into a foggy area because the producer, George Zuma, and I were talking earlier today. George Pismo. Yeah. So we were talking about... Now we get into... Forget WCW. Forget WWE. And now we get into, like, the world class... We get into the AWA. We get into the Memphis League. Okay? So now, this was my opinion earlier today. I told George, I said, I'll tell you what. WCW, yes, I acknowledge. I know you and I disagree on that right now, Danny.
WCW?
WCW, I acknowledge. Okay?
As well.
These are former wrestling world champions. Now, this is my opinion. Okay? And George said, well, what about ECW? What about world class? And I threw in AWA, right? And I said, and then USWA. And then I said, okay, now we get into a gray area, a foggy area, because I definitely am going to recognize Nick Bockwinkel. I'm definitely going to recognize Larry Zbysko. I'm going to recognize the Von Erichs. I'm going to recognize Jerry Lawler. You know, I'm going to recognize these guys.
Here's the thing, watch. They were champions in their division.
Yes. But I'm not going to recognize everybody. Wait a minute. I'm not going to recognize everybody. In that league, though, I'm not going to do that.
If like for example, my son Chris, who won the championship at San Fernando High School in football, is he recognized as a football champion all over the world or just?
Well, okay, now that
in wrestling.
Well,
whenever just champion in their league.
I understand that. Okay, now we have to get to What do we? No, no. Now you're talking the differentiate. No, now you're only differentiate the amateurs versus the pros.
The question is, how many people?
Your son is an amateur. He's not into the pros yet. So
what division?
Well, they were professional wrestlers.
What division? What
world class championship wrestling.
Who watched it? I never saw the Von Erichs here.
I did. Well, again, now we're getting back into the business side of it. McMahon monopolizing the business, taking over cable television.
Because and the thing is, who has more money?
Well, that's it. That's exactly.
If people saw WWF and not AWA, they're not going to recognize AWA as champions because nobody saw them.
But they were legends, though. They were champions and they were legends.
For people who saw them.
Okay.
And
I understand.
How many people did not see Hulk Hogan?
I know. That's what I mean. Well, again, this is, you're talking now, you're getting into the mainstream audience versus people that know wrestling.
What wrestling? The one that never got seen?
Well, the one that they know about, you know.
Yeah.
Well, then we're talking
in that era, like Terry Funk.
I agree with you in the sense that indie wrestling, you can't acknowledge it, but wrestling was so different back in the day where these leagues actually meant something. And even though they were under WWE, they still existed. These were big companies that still had some steam to them. And it's just so different now. But TNA,
mama shops to corporation.
Okay, we kind of disagree. George is right in the middle of us, usually as he always is, literally, figuratively, sitting in the middle of us. This is my beef, George. I'm recognizing these guys in AWA. I'm recognizing these guys in world class. You would agree? Why aren't we doing that with TNA? Yet we're doing it with these leagues.
I mean, when I was having the conversation with you earlier, I never so much I never agreed with your TNA statement because I would consider these guys.
So you agree with AJ Styles as like a former world champion,
yeah,
just like The Undertaker and Hulk Hogan?
Yeah.
What?
I mean, yeah.
Why are you yang like Rain Man?
Yeah, yeah. No, because I was thinking about it. I think it was back early January, I think Magnus became their champion. And it was like, oh my god, the first British world champion. And I was like, I was kind of curious if someday, you know, I'm afraid I've got some bad news. If he ever becomes a world champion, it's if they're going to do the same thing, or if they're going to add the whole, well, the first WWE. And I just found it kind of curious about
it.
And it's one of those things where I think today, if WWE acknowledges it, I think it might count, you know.
Let me ask you a question. Who did AJL beat, AJ Styles? Who's he wrestled? Who has he beaten? Who has he beat? Seriously. Did he beat John Cena? Did he beat Bret Hart? Did he beat Roddy Piper? Did he beat Shawn Michaels? Who did he beat?
Did John Cena beat those people?
No, but John Cena is the mainstream. He's in the league bigger than AJ Styles.
Did Randy Orton beat those people?
Who did AJ Styles beat? Give me a name.
I mean, he beat everybody in that company.
Who? What name? Give me a name.
Jeff Jarrett. Raven.
Raven has been.
We'll talk about our friend Raven like that.
Yeah, but he has been. He never beat anybody in his prime. What do you beat in his prime? That's recognizable as professional.
What's your point?
It's just that it's like an indie company. It's like, let's make a league and see what happens.
So was AWA in a thing company? Because it was based out of what? One city. I mean, what considers a major company?
But McMahon was also based out of one city at one
point. So I'm saying, so here's my question is, if when WWF first started, so who was their champions? Buddy Rogers. Does he count as a former world champion?
Of course.
Why? Because at that time, I'm sure it was...
No, but I am also going to acknowledge the NWA at that time, too.
Yeah, I agree. But why... Let's say... Can you compare early WWF to today's TNA? TNA definitely has more exposure than early WWF.
Interesting.
More cable TV.
WWF had better talent than real wrestlers.
You know I think it comes down to, too, that... Professional wrestling back in that day was looked at as a sport. Like, it was looked at as boxing, as the NBA. It was a big thing. They didn't do little indie shows back then and just play around with professional wrestling. Today, they play around with it. We're going to get a ring. get some wrestlers, and now it's an official professional wrestling show.
Yep.
And they're all over the place.
So what's at what point...
They're not sacred anymore.
At what point would it count for TNA to be considered... For those champions to be considered a world champion?
For them to get...
I don't know. Is it... Well, okay, so the question you're then posing, is it possible for TNA to be another WCW?
I mean, it has to be, right? I mean, is it possible? Yes. That's nice. Like saying... That's
yeah,
like,
yeah, nothing, well, anything's possible.
Yeah, because that's like when people say, well, is wrestling ever going to get popular again? Ever is a really broad,
yeah.
You know, so I think so.
Is it ever going to see another golden era again?
Yeah, again, I mean, you're thinking forever. So.
You just double standard yourself, George, because you're saying that it is recognizable. And then you just said it is possible.
No,
yes.
But I'm asking you guys. I'm asking, what does it take for TNA to be considered at that level of you thinking to be at WCW or the WWF?
Do I think it's going to happen? No.
I don't see TNA.
If you think it's going to happen, no. But what would it take for it to happen? Like, what would it be for...
Well, isn't that the million-dollar question?
You know what's going to happen?
If we had the answer...
It's going to make it happen... If you see kids out there wearing a TNA shirt, you don't see nobody here in a TNA shirt.
That's right.
If they have like a big event that sells out, a pay-per-view that sells out, $50 that sells out because they have two fights that everybody wants to see, then yes. But as long as you have AJ Styles versus Jeff, who's going to pay for that? I'd never pay for a TNA pay-per-view. Never. Have you? And if you did, you should get your money back.
I actually have, but I paid for it, but I didn't get my money back. I don't actually thought
paid
I
paid for it by watching.
But,
sorry.
What was
I gonna say? You know, and no disrespect to some of the wrestlers, they are good wrestlers there. But I mean, come on, look at the way they treat the wrestlers. Come on, that's not a professional. We know people in TNA, the way they were treated, the way they got paid, the way they got handled. That's not a legit corporation company. It's not a legit
wrestling
company.
They are glorified indie league.
If they were to beat WWE in the ratings, would that be considered as...
Yo, it'd be huge.
Okay, I'm just checking.
Of course.
Yeah, I mean, there's a big if, but I'm asking is like, what would it take for TNA?
Hold on a second. We sold out a crowd compared to WWE. We had a bigger crowd, remember?
With FCW.
FCW.
Full contact wrestling. Not the FCW of Florida.
It was what's the name? Cyanide. Cyanide, Joy Chaos, Mongo. We did a show in the Olympic Auditorium, and we sold out more than a WWE.
Let me clarify that. We had a show in a few years back, and it was at the Grand Olympic Auditorium. Keep in mind, we had El Hijo de Santo. We have Blue Demon Jr. Yeah. So, that's another good point. Now, what constitutes all that? I mean, that's a whole different animal. No pun intended, but it's a whole different show.
It's a different animal.
Yeah, we're the animals here tonight. This is Pet Break. Bring your pet day. We have one animal here. Okay, so...
And so that question you said, George... If we have better ratings than WWE, yeah, we did that. We kicked ass.
Okay, so let me tell you this. Well, yeah, so we did a show called Full Contact Wrestling that was happening back in a few years ago at the then Grand Olympic Auditorium. We sold that place out. I can't remember. I think the Olympic held about
7,000.
No, more than that. It held about 10 or 11,000 because the sports arena was 16,000. And this was about maybe anywhere from 9 to 11,000. And then we went to Monday Night Raw. They had a horrible draw. This was back in 05, okay? 06, 05, 06. They had a horrible draw. This was a TV taping. They had the whole upper deck of the pond curtained off, and all the people were moved over from the hard cam side to where the hard cam was shooting at. I mean, I'd never seen anybody. It was literally like 2,000-3,000 people there for Monday Night Raw. That was at a low point with wrestling, you know.
So is our champion considered?
So anyway, we did draw more. So there are these moments, and this wasn't our fed, but we worked the show and it drew more. Okay, so these are moments that do happen, but again, it's the business is monopolized so much that even though we had a more successful show, more people were interested in it. They're so quick to somehow... It's so hard to fight Coca-Cola. If you invented a new soda tomorrow and it was the greatest freaking soda ever, I'm sorry. It's still not going to beat out Coca-Cola. You got to... And Vince knows about this. Look at the XFL.
Yep.
Okay, he never had a chance to build that brand. Yeah, he made some mistakes in the beginning, and the media did not give it a fair shake, but I think if you gave that league a chance and they got some talent... Huh? Oh, he's itching. Danny Romero's itching right now. So we are going to wrap that up, but George, a few more words, because we could go on all night with this. And again, fans, questions, comments, send them to questions@chriskloss.com. Before we get to our special guest, Danny, George, any final words?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to hear, because it's one of those, when I thought of it, you kind of put me on the spot earlier today. It was like, well, what's our topic? I'm like, crap.
Well, you came up with one right away.
But it's just one of those things where I always like this topic because I always like to hear people's opinions. So, yes, people send in, we'll read them, we'll read them, maybe we'll even invite you to the show.
Oh!
I think here's what it comes down to, bro. It's the golden rule. You know the golden rule? He who has more gold makes the rule. Whoever has more money is going to say, this counts, this doesn't, period. Entertainment.
You know, that line was from the movie, let's end on this. You just quoted Roddy Piper in the movie They Live. Actually, it was the guy, his buddy said that. Whoever has the most gold makes the rules. Nonetheless, we are going to sign off. But before we do, we want to welcome into the studio, our palatial studios here in Pacoima, California, 13120 Van Nuys Boulevard, Pacoima, California. You can train with the best of them. His name is Danny Ramirez. He will get your ass in shape. It's summertime, so come on down, train, buy some nutritional products, call him. What's that phone number, Danny?
818-447-3798.
All right, you heard him right there. We'll see you down here in Pacoima. Right now, it's going to be a cappella. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the singing talents of Jeremy Ebenstein, otherwise known, how appropriate for the song you're going to be singing. He's going to be singing, yes, Hulk Hogan's Real American, and you're going to be doing an a cappella. A little bit of a different twist, a different version. I'm looking forward. I'm excited to hear this because we're all used to the regular version of Derringer's style, but you're going to be singing more of a baritone style, correct?
Yes, and as Quincy Jones would put it, instead of acapella, he'd call it acapulco. Haha.
Well, we got it right there. Well, this isn't acapulco. This is America. This is real American. True. Let's take it away. We're going to be singing for Hulkamania by Jeremania. Here we go.
Let me tell you something, brother. When it comes crashing down and it hurts inside, you gotta take a stand, it don't help to hide. Have you hurt my friends? Can you hurt my pride? I gotta be a man, I can't let it slide. I'm a real American, fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American, fight for what's right, fight for your life. I feel strong about right and wrong, and I don't take trouble for very long. I got something deep inside of me, and courage is the thing that keeps us free. I'm a real American, fight for the rights of every man. I'm a real American, fight for what's right, fight for your life. Have you hurt my friends? Can you hurt my pride? I gotta be a man, I can't let it slide.
Thank you very much.
I'm clapping for your finish.